Okay. We'll call the only matter on the agenda, which is property at 613 Scenic Hills Drive. That can't be right. I'm looking at the, okay, that's wrong.
I did not change.
Okay, let me, this is case number N2002652. Regency Funding and Development, property at 256 South Highway 89 and 320 South Highway 89. Looks like nobody has appeared on behalf of the property owners. So I'll just go ahead and proceed to enter default judgment. I just had one quick clarification question. I see one of the exhibits that submitted is a Google Earth with the property bound, the boundaries and property numbers there. And it looks like there are five properties.
Yes, but only two of the properties have the actual zoning violations on them.
Okay, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to clarify which of those five properties is part of your.
So it's the parcel that ends with 97 and the parcel that ends with 35.
Okay, and the others are completely excluded. They don't have dilapidated buildings.
Right.
They're not part of your citation.
Right.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and enter default judgment against the property owners of those two properties and order what has been requested. I'll clarify that. By way of entry of the order. So unless there's anything else, we'll close it.
What is the requested order, sir?
You in your motion, you've requested a ruling that the property is in violation of City Code Section 4-2-1 and 4-2-2 and International Building Code. I couldn't see that the International Building Code is part of your ordinance. Is it?
No, that is a separate charge that is brought in by the building inspector who also inspected the property.
But it's adopted by ordinance.
Yes.
The building code
it
is adopted by ordinance.
Part of our ordinance adoption is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't track that. But it is part of the charge then because it is adopted by ordinance? Okay. For allowing a continuation of attracting nuisance on the properties, namely abandoned, dilapidated structures, debris and junk, graffiti, and failure to secure the property from trespass and violation. The property owners receive proper notice. Yes. Property owners are ordered to immediately secure the property from trespass and the installation of a minimum 6-foot chain link fence. I'm prepared to order that. Apparently someone's coming. Within 30 days, the property owners will do one of the following options: remove the abandoned structures or remove the graffiti and debris and obtain building permits for restoration of the property. Okay, I think I'll reword that order. And then you've also asked for, with no less than 7 days' notice, this an authorization for the city to enter the property and abate. And then a civil penalty of $100 per day for the violations since the day of the compliance deadline. So that's what you've asked for.
That was November 12th.
Right. Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and enter an order entering those things that the city has requested.
And can I, when can the city commence or the abatement? 30 days, was it?
Yeah, well, it's what I've requested is 30 days. They have 30 days to abate it, or we can then enter after 30 days with 7 days' notice of the property owner that we're going to enter it and
What you requested was after January 3, 2020, which is 30 days, and with no less than 7 days' notice to the property owners, the City of Salt Lake is authorized to enter the property to abate the remaining violations and assess the property owner the cost of such abatement and removal of structures. And I think we'll enter that by default because nobody appeared. Okay, we're off the record then.
Hey, let me turn off the paperwork.
Prior to. Immediately. Okay. That way they get the 7 days in advance.